Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right. So check this out. Someone is watching me. I've never posted on this sub, though I have other stories that I've buried deep until recently, but this is happening in the present. I've had people stalk and follow me before, and because of that and my true crime addiction, I've become supremely paranoid and a solid curtain twitcher. I'm a 13-year-old female, and I reside in an upstairs bedroom that was my first room as a child. I had to leave a bad situation and therefore ended up back in my childhood home. For reference, when our house was built, we were told that the field to our left, which had horses and a barn at the time, would one day soon be a development. It was 2000 when we were told that, and it wasn't until 2022 that roads started being formed and foundations laid. I'd already had someone follow me home before when I was young, but I was in a different bedroom in a different part of the house. My parents put in a free library that's right below my window, and nighttime security lights that are very bright and turn on if you're within like 20 feet of the side of my house that my room is on. And I'll admit, having an open field next to me so long made me accustomed to not closing the curtains when I change, because there was never anyone to watch. But now there is. For the past 2 weeks, the burglar lights next to the free library have been going off late at night. Because my one side of the curtain is open so I can use my vape, that's the only reason I ever noticed at all. I didn't think too much of it at first. We all lock the doors and windows every night, and I'm on the second floor. I also always looked out to see if it was a car, someone walking their dog, or a deer, only to see nothing. And to add, they put in a shit ton of streetlights around this area, so visibility is great. But it just keeps happening. So last night, I did my usual, and I saw the lights come on out of my peripheral view. I acted natural, giving full view out the window. I was going to bed. It was about 3 a.m. I turned the TV off, I closed the window and the curtains, and I turned the lights out. And then I ducked down, peering through the curtains to the sidewalk below. I honestly thought I was going to pass out when after a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, someone comes out from the side of my house, all silhouette, dressed in black. They kept their back to me until the light turned off, but I swear I could still see them standing there, looking up like they could see me. I called the police, but while I was on the phone with the operator, I saw him run off. There wasn't much they could do except say that they'd have a car drive around and look. My parents are asleep, and I know I have to tell them tomorrow, and this scares the crap out of me. If it hadn't been happening for weeks, and if it was a solo incident, I would probably be fine about it, but the fact that the light has been going off without me seeing any activity, and what happened tonight, makes me think that this person has been watching me in my house. Here's a small update. I did tell my parents, and at first they brushed me off, claiming I'd had a couple of drinks and that it was late, so I probably just saw someone checking out the free library. I then had another conversation about it with my dad, who said that there had been reports the last couple of weeks of car break-ins, and since my car is parked on my side of the street, right outside my window, maybe they were trying to break into it. I pointed out that if he was trying to get into my car, why was he pressed up against the house where he wasn't visible from my window, and why did he at no point go towards my car? I think I freaked him out enough that we're going to potentially get a camera for that area. Given all the development happening around us, I think it's smart even without this incident. I think it's smart even without this incident. This person includes an additional update. It says as follows. A few days have passed now, and there hasn't been any activity since the night after I originally posted. I was on a phone call the very next night with a friend when I noticed someone standing outside, completely shrouded in darkness. I proceeded to talk loudly about how some creep was watching me and that they'd better watch out. I was stupid, I know, but it seemed to work because all was quiet after that. Or so I thought. Tonight was one of my oldest friends' last night in town, so I was out until about 9:30. I drove two friends home, and then myself. Since it was still so early in the night, I wasn't that worried, but I was still alert. I drove up the side of the street that he had hit on last time, even though it was out of my way, and I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. I noticed one of the new houses that's being built had its lights on, which I didn't think much of in the moment. Fast forward about an hour, and I start hearing a weird loud banging sound across the way. I know it's risky, but I'm not letting some asshole dictate my comfort, and I've also been watching for any activity so that maybe I can catch them, so I've kept my window open as usual. Hence why it was done to Razum the other night by talking about someone watching me. But I digress. It stopped, so I wrote it off. Big mistake. Shortly after, I started hearing the banging again, but this time I could actually feel it. It was coming from my house. I genuinely freaked out, like Knives Out status, but much more cowardly. I'm cowering on my bedroom floor with my ear pressed to the door and a knife in my hand. It was a strange, hollow sound. It didn't seem like the front door. It wasn't. I once again call 911, describing what's happening and thinking that they're probably going to write it off because I sounded crazy. I still feel in shock because this only just happened. Thankfully, the kind dude on the line definitely took me seriously and said someone would be on their way. And for the record, the police department is like a 3-minute drive from my house. I ended up tiptoeing downstairs to see, and once again, I felt my heart stop. I went to the front window, ducked down, and there wasn't anyone at the front door. And then the banging starts again, and I can tell how close it is. I go to the side window that overlooks the garage, and that's when I saw him, dressed in black, hood pulled far over his face, banging wildly on the garage door with a crowbar. I honestly don't know why he wasn't using the crowbar to break in, but I'm super glad he didn't, as the door inside the garage that leads into the house is usually left unlocked. To say I panicked is a vast understatement. I almost pissed myself, which I think is understandable. I'm just standing there, peeking out of the window, watching this guy wail on my garage door with a crowbar, thinking how unhinged he must be, and how I want the cops to get there now, when just like before, he runs off. As I'm typing this, I quite literally just got done giving the report to the cops that showed up. My family was woken up and I had to talk to them as well, as they're the homeowners, and now they're both so freaked out that my dad just ordered 4 exterior cameras to monitor the house. I don't think this is over yet. This man has some reason that he's targeting my house, or possibly me, since he started out by watching my side of the window. So, to this man, you'd better hope we never meet. I have a crowbar too. I think I'm being stalked. Recently, I've had several unsettling encounters with a delivery person. Initially, he approached me asking, "Are you so-and-so from so-and-so? You've moved, huh?" And he used my full name and my previous address, while smiled in a way that made me uncomfortable. At first, I brushed it off, thinking he was just making small talk. Living alone, I wondered if I was overreacting by feeling creeped out. Later, I realized he was my neighbor at my previous address. He started a conversation, claiming to know one of my friends. I'm not keen on talking to strangers, so our conversation was brief, but it left me feeling uneasy, as if he posed a danger. Another time, while going out, I saw him delivering to a neighbor. Despite wearing a mask, he recognized me and repeated his question from earlier. After that, I seldom went out, but I did notice him standing in front of my neighbor's house once, and I simply walked past. He also sent me a friend request on Facebook, which I ignored. Feeling increasingly worried, I confided in the friend that he claimed to know. Initially, she didn't recognize his name, but his last name revealed him as the son of a family friend, someone that she'd never interacted with. His family was unaware of his job as a delivery person. He had been fired for obsessing over his boss, who was older than his mother. I also misplaced my keys and requested a replacement from my landlord. Returning home to an open door alarmed me, but thankfully, my apartment was empty. Reflecting on these incidents, I've considered installing CCTV outside my apartment. The thought that he knows my address still frightens me. Here's an update. A friend advised reporting him to the police, but fear of retaliation is holding me back. She mentioned suspicions of his drug use based on family accounts, but for now, my plan is to change the locks and install CCTV. Here's a second update. Thanks to everyone's concern, I feel somewhat relieved. I haven't seen him since, perhaps because his family intervened. I haven't noticed anything unusual around my house either. Feeling safer, I plan to move to a different city in a few months with my dog. My boyfriend's inability to move in with me due to his parents' restrictions is frustrating. I wonder if finding a new boyfriend would be a solution, especially since he doesn't share your concern for my well-being. I almost got kidnapped by a fake hotel employee. This happened when I was 10 years old. I was at a ski resort with my dad, my stepmom, and my three sisters. When this happened, my two sisters, dad, and stepmom were still out skiing, but me and my sister Ava got cold, so we went back to the hotel to get some food. We sat at the restaurant in the hotel until my stepmom came down. We asked her if she could hold the table so we could go up to the room quickly so that we could drop off our ski jackets. So we take the elevator, and once we get off, we start to walk to our room. That's when I hear someone behind me go, "Hey!" Keep in mind, we're both about 11 at the time. I didn't think he was talking to us, so I just ignored it. We walked into our room, but before we can close the door, the same man steps in the doorway. He was tall, probably 6 foot, and looked pretty old, maybe in his early 60s or late 50s, and he was wearing the hotel staff uniform, but just without the logos. The thing that raised a big red flag was that he was wearing black surgical gloves. He says, "Hey, I was talking to you." We spin around, caught off guard, and Ava says, "Us?" And he goes, "Yeah, you. I was wondering if you could grab a pitcher for me and come into my room to pour some water for me." Our parents told us to never trust strangers, and we already got a bad vibe from this dude, so we politely declined. His tone then got a bit annoyed, and he said, "It'll just take a second. Can you please just pour me some water in my room?" At this point, we already knew that this wasn't right, so we said no again. This conversation went back and forth for about 3 minutes until he tried to walk into our room. Our instincts kicked in at this point, and I ran towards the door and said, "Sir, we are good." and I slammed the door on him. Ava and I sat in the hotel room for about 10 minutes, panicking on how we were going to leave to talk to our parents because we had left our phones downstairs. We looked out of the peephole and he was gone, so we bolted down the hallway and ran back down the stairs to the restaurant. Once we told our stepmom, she was mortified and went off to tell security. They interviewed us and asked us for his description because they didn't have any cameras in the hallway. We gave them the description, and they told us that nobody with that description worked there and that most of them were young, broke college students. At this point, it really set in that if I had accepted and just helped him, that I might have died. Someone tried to break into my house and find me. This story took place 3 years ago, around the time COVID started, so it's been a while, but it's still worth sharing. It was early 2020, and I had just landed a new job in a small town near where I lived. While searching for a place to stay, my sister offered to let me rent her house. She and her husband had bought it 2 years earlier, but hadn't settled into it due to their long commutes, so they moved out, leaving the house unoccupied. Fortunately, the house was relatively close to my workplace, about a 40-minute drive. My sister offered it to me almost for free. I only had to cover the water and the electricity bills and maintain the property. After living there for 2 or 3 months and feeling quite at home, one night, upon returning from work and walking towards my door, I noticed a cigarette butt on the curb outside my house. I picked it up, thinking that it might have been mine since I smoke, but I realized it wasn't my brand and I discarded it, assuming some thoughtless person just flicked it there. That night passed without further incident. 2 days later, I found several more cigarette butts near my porch, which annoyed me. It seemed someone had used my porch as a smoking area, but without knowing who it was, I felt helpless. The butts seemed fresh, indicating the person had just left as I arrived. That night, while watching a movie on my laptop around 1 a.m., I was surprised to hear a car pass by, given the suburban setting and the COVID restrictions. About half an hour later, I heard muffled voices nearby, which really unsettled me. Stopping the movie, I quietly checked that the front door was locked. As I approached, I froze, hearing the voices come closer, whispering as if plotting a break-in. I braced myself against the door, expecting an attempt to force entry, but all was silent. Curious, I went up to the window, which had bars that could be unlocked from the inside for a better view. Upon opening the curtains, I was shocked to see a man leaning against the window. He stumbled back in surprise, pulling his hoodie over his face, revealing only his wide blue eyes. His accomplice then began kicking the door, but it held firm. Paralyzed with fear, I managed to lock the window bars and retreated upstairs to call the police, barricading myself in the storage room. While waiting for the police to show up, I heard a loud crash and the sound of the window bars being shaken violently. Eventually, one of the intruders screamed in frustration, likely waking up the neighborhood. By the time the police arrived, they were gone. The police increased their presence in the area following that incident, but I no longer felt safe and decided to move out soon after. My sister sold the house a few months later, and as far as I know, nothing similar has happened since. I'm still unsure of their motives or why they were so determined to get in. I think I'm being watched. Ever since I started living at this house, weird things have happened. It regularly sounds like someone is walking on the outside of the house at night, and it's starting to freak me and my roommates out. For some context, this is a college house. There's four girls in our 20s just looking for a fun place to live. There have been a few different encounters that have led us to this conclusion, and it only continues to fall into place. Let's go back to the summer when the first break-in was. An evening in September, in the middle of the week, the garage door, and the garage door has never been used by us other than for storage, opened, and one of us was at home with the music blasting. She heard it and didn't think anything of it, but about 5 minutes later, she went upstairs to check and found our garage door open and the back door unlocked. Again, we don't use our garage. She looked around and found nothing missing and figured it was an accident. About a month later, we were having a party. It was around Halloween, and we decided to have a costume party. Around midnight or 1 a.m., someone was in our backyard and turned to see a man walking up the side of our house. When we saw him, he ran away and then up the hill. We also, around this time, had one of our car windows broken. Nothing was stolen, just the window was broken. Last night, while driving around, we noticed a car that we had seen drive by a few times and followed it up the hill. The man in this car was a middle-aged white man with a very receding hairline and arms covered in tattoos. He comes to a complete stop in the middle of the street and turns around to look at us and then pulls to the side of the road. He waited there a few minutes and we waited one street over. We saw him turn left and followed him into the neighborhood in front of ours. We lost sight of him and drove around the neighborhood a bit more. When driving in front of our house, we were wondering if anyone behind could see into our rooms and went to look in the street behind. The house that had direct view into my room happened to have the same car that was driving around our house sitting right in front of it. This car is very distinct. It's an old white sedan with a black shoe mark on the rear bumper. We immediately went back to our house and looked out the window at the house and realized that we had seen someone there before. On multiple separate occasions, there was a middle-aged man standing in the window looking at our house or sitting on the back porch in a lawn chair facing our house. Last night when we went to bed, my roommate had her window open and heard footsteps, heard our gate open, and car doors. The footsteps sounded like they were directly outside her window, and I heard them too. Normally, I wouldn't jump to conclusions, but I feel like these occurrences just connect too well to be coincidental. If anyone has any ideas or input, please let me know, because we're genuinely getting scared. I still don't know what happened on our annual family trip. I don't know where else to go with this, and it still bothers me, so I'm sorry if this isn't exactly fitting for this subreddit. This was maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I have photos on my camera still, I think, but I haven't charged it in ages. I gave up on photography, you know how it is, so I hope that you will just trust me. We've been going on these family trips for a really long time now. Probably 17 years if I had to guess. I won't say where it is we go, but it's the Australian bush, just to give y'all an explanation or some kind of idea of the setting. Anyway, we've had a few creepy experiences there, but nothing inexplicable. But this event still weirds me out, and I can't really think of anything that explains it. The year of this event, my sister, my cousin, my dad, and myself all drove up together and were the first to arrive at the house. We had to wait for my grandma to arrive with the key, so my dad sat on the deck with a beer, and my sister and cousin and I went on a little adventure. The three of us made our way to a little creek not far from the house that we nicknamed Bride to Darabithia because of a tree that had fallen and acted as a bridge for us to get across the creek. This creek never had water in it, though, and it wasn't deep or wide and we could easily walk through it, but the tree was still fun. My cousin makes an off-the-cuff comment as we walk across the tree, asking, sort of sarcastically, "Is there something dead around here?" because of how many flies there were. Lo and behold, we get to the other side and there was something dead. We were greeted with a dead kangaroo. Nothing too jarring. I had seen plenty on the side of the road, but this one was cut clean in half. And when I say clean, I mean clean. Like, it was a perfect half. There wasn't an ounce of blood on the fur, no blood on the ground, and the top half was nowhere to be found. I happened to have my camera on me. I took some photos of it. Then my cousin poked it with a stick, and literally hundreds of flies came out. My cousin and sister kept trying to move it into the creek, but a fully grown kangaroo, even half of one, isn't exactly light. Their sticks broke, so I grabbed it by the tail and pulled it into the creek so that we could bury it, but we really just covered it with sticks and flowers. We looked around everywhere for the top half of the kangaroo or a trace of what might have happened to it, but we never found anything. We ended up going back down into the creek and walking through it looking for something, and what we found only made it even more confusing. We found, if I'm remembering it correctly, 4 dead rabbits, but only their bottom halves, all lined up neatly along the floor of the creek until it reached thick brush that we couldn't walk through. Same thing with these rabbits, though. No top halves to be found, no blood anywhere, and cut clean in half. I'm sorry this was way longer than I intended, but I hope you'll read it through and maybe give it some ideas as to explain what happened. And by the way, we still go to this area every year, and we've never seen anything like this again. A stranger tries to steal my dog and other nightmares before Christmas. This happened before Christmas of 2019, when I, female, was 26, and it sticks with me to this day. I've thought about sharing this many times, but I was never sure if it was scary enough, but I don't know, I guess you can decide. My then-boyfriend, now husband, and I decided to meet for dinner at a Christmas market here in Switzerland. He would pick up our dog from doggy daycare, and I would get there after work. Here's some things that are good to know. At that point, we'd had our dog for about a year. He's called Bean. He's a medium-sized dog, and before he came to Switzerland, he was a street dog in Italy. He was about 2.5 years old at that time, and he loved and still loves to get all the attention that he can get. Also, Christmas markets are incredibly busy here, especially after work. People will meet here with their friends to eat dinner and drink mulled wine. When we get to this Christmas market, we realize that it was too busy to walk through with a dog, and I sent my boyfriend off to get my favorite street food, Malawak. I waited at the edge of the market with Bean. Bean likes to greet everyone who looks at him, and by that point, I had gotten used to talking with strangers because my dog wanted to meet them, so I wasn't too concerned at first when a dude came up to me. Now, full transparency, I don't remember word for word what he said. I'm not even sure what language this happened in. But I do remember that Bean happily greeted this guy, trying to stand up against him and licking his hands. The guy asked for his name and what breed he is, and I told him it's Bean, and that he's a pincher mix. That's when the situation started to turn. The man insisted that he must be a Basenji. How could I say he's a pincher? All of a sudden, he switched. There's no better word to explain it. He grabbed Bean's leash and said, "I'll go now," and just tried to walk off with my dog. Thankfully, I had a firm grip on his leash. I was incredibly confused and flustered and just stammered that he can't take my dog. He got increasingly more angry with every second that I didn't let go of the leash. I loudly told him to leave me alone, and Bean started to bark at the man. I've never seen Bean this angry and scared at the same time. And thankfully, the man did let go of the leash and slipped into the crowd. I was left standing there, just a dumbfounded mess with a mess of a dog. Bean was barking and shaking, so I knelt down to calm him down, holding him and talking to him. My boyfriend was still somewhere in the crowd waiting for our food. After a while, a woman walked up to me and told me not to put my heel on the floor, as she'd just seen someone put a firecracker there. I don't know the name for this type of firecracker. They're small, like a fourth inch, and usually thrown at the floor to make a little pop sound on impact. Someone had put them under the heel of my shoe so it would explode when I put my heel down to get up. Now, I don't know what's worse. Was it the same guy that tried to steal Bean? Or was it someone else who saw a distressed dog and thought, well, let's scare that dog even more? I don't know. I think the worst thing for me was that apart from the woman who warned me, no one helped me when I was being harassed by a weird guy, even though I loudly told him to go away, and there were other people standing very close just watching. Bean was the one who scared off the guy in the end. Thankfully, the events of that evening had no lasting impact on Bean because he still loves to greet strangers, and I still remember it, and I don't think I'll ever forget.